Hey guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to the Trading Coach Podcast. Today we're going to talk about five steps that you need to go through in order to change. And I love this topic. It's a good follow-up off of an awesome Trader Coffee Break episode that Jason Grayson and myself did the other day. It's funny, I post things on YouTube all the time, whether it's videos, whether it's podcasts, whether it's like little kind of motivational posts and whatnot. And I got a comment from one of our followers that said, "Hey, Akil, like, this is gold. These are gems. Like, it's a shame that you're not interviewed by more of these podcasts, because a lot of them are doing these fluff interviews." And I said, "Well, that's exactly why I'm not, right? Jason and myself, we've gotten to a point in our career where, you know, we don't need to talk about fluff. We don't want to talk about fluff. We are okay talking about the stuff that isn't spoken about in any other space. And it's the stuff that you need to hear as traders. It's the stuff that you don't necessarily want to hear as traders. It's not the stuff that gets clicks and views and goes viral, but we're fortunate enough to be at a point in our career where we don't really care about that type of stuff. We are established traders. We have an established trading education business. We can just give you the stuff that really matters." And many of the topics that we've been speaking about lately have been about more than trading. It's been about general fulfillment in life. Trading is personally something that allows me to have fulfillment. I love what I do. I love trading. I love the markets. I love teaching. It gives me a sense of, you know, accomplishment. It gives me a sense of purpose in this life. And if that is trading for you, then that is fine. But if it's not, trading can also be a tool that can allow you to open up more time, more space, more opportunity to really find and do those things that fulfill you. And the episode that we just did was about, is there time to trade, and how to discover how much time you want to invest in trading, what time frames or what strategies you should be trading. It's just an awesome episode. And I thought this was a cool follow-up because change is necessary, right? Growth is something that we should all be doing. And change is something that we all hopefully get to a point where we feel comfortable and empowered doing, right? So I'm sure you guys have all heard about the comfort zone, right? You know, that big graphic is a circle where it's like 90, 95% of us exist within this comfort zone. And in the comfort zone is kind of like, you know, it's, you know, it's easy, it's comfortable, it's, you know, there's not too much risk. And then there's like the 10 or 5% that venture outside the comfort zone. And outside the comfort zone is where the greatest things in life exist. And there are steps to making that jump, right? You just don't wake up one day and be like, I'm gonna jump out the comfort zone, right? There are steps, and I wanna lay out these five steps for you. That way you can kind of understand where you may be at in your personal journey when it comes to these steps, or if you're someone looking towards the future, at least be aware of what they are. So the first step is satiation, right? Satiation is basically doing the same thing or getting the same reward for so long that you kind of become numb to it, right? So, you know, for example, right, you know, I'm all about physical fitness. I'm a coach and whatever like that. You know, if you're someone trying to get into shape and you're making this goal where it's like, hey, I'm going to do 10 push-ups a day, right? Day one, right, those 10 push-ups may be a little bit hard. You get to like five and your legs, your arms start wobbling. You're like, ooh, I don't know about this, right? But you do it consistently day after day after day, it's going to become easy. You fast forward a month, right? From day one to that day 30, I guess you can say 29, right? Maybe you're making some big changes because your body is so unused to doing anything kind of, you know, physically, that those 10 push-ups a day make a massive difference. But after a month, you're going to be banging those 10 push-ups out easily. Now, what you should be doing is you should be evolving, right? You should be growing, right? 10 goes to 11 to 12 to 15 to 20, whatever like that. That way you keep stressing your body. But satiation is, imagine like you just staying at 10. And now you get to the point where you can do 10 one-handed, whatever like that, right? Your body no longer grows. Your muscles no longer grow. They've been so adapted to doing 10 that in order to get the stress required to grow beyond that, you have to do more. So if you are stuck doing the same thing for a very long period of time, you cease to grow. And that's something that happens to many of us because we become comfortable, right? And, you know, I remember me in my situation where I was a few years out of college. I had bought my first real estate property and I was into investing at this time. And I was doing pretty good, right? I was out of college. I was working three jobs. I was making like $30,000 a month, which was massive for me. I'm a frugal dude. So $30,000, I could do whatever I want with $30,000. And I got really, really comfortable. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm living the life, right? I'm not a super mega millionaire or anything like that, but I can literally do anything that I wanted to. And it reached a point where, you know, things were getting more serious with my girlfriend, fiance, wife now, where we started thinking about the future. And I'm good with math. I'm realistic. I'm like, $30,000 with a family, with kids. I want to take vacation. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to get my own place. Man, $30,000 isn't going to cut it. And that was the first thing that opened up my mind to change, right? And this kind of leads into our next one. Step number two is dissatisfaction, right? I went from being comfortable. I went from being feeling good. I can do this forever, right? Kick my feet up, right? Many of you guys have been working the same job for a long period of time. You're like that. You got a comfortable salary. Your job is safe, even though I think COVID taught us that nothing is really safe, right? You're not really pushing yourself. You're kind of just existing, right? I got to the point where my mind became open to change. My mind became open to like, maybe $30,000 isn't enough. Maybe I want to do other things with my life. Maybe I don't want to work, you know, 18 hours a day. Maybe I'll get tired eventually, right? That was another thing that caught it to me. I started getting tired for the first time and I'm like, what is this? Like, and I'm picturing myself doing this at like 60 years old, working those three jobs. And like, I don't know if I want to do that. And that leads into step two, which is dissatisfaction, right? Now, whatever you were doing before, whatever you were comfortable with, it doesn't feel as good anymore, right? You're bored with it. You want to grow, right? You're trapped inside this box and you're getting cramped. You want to get out of there. You're dissatisfied with your life. And you start saying to yourself, okay, I don't want to feel this way for a long period of time. I want to do something different. And this is where you go from opening the mind to like, there are alternatives I can change, to actually like actively looking to change, right? Whether, again, if you're in a job you don't like, you start going online and looking at other jobs, maybe, you know, refreshing your resume, you know, sending out feelers, stuff like that. You start actually looking for alternatives. What can I do that will make a difference? For me, this was the trading thing. Again, I was investing all during this period. I got into trading and I was stuck in this little comfort bubble because life was going so good that, hey, you know what? Trade, I lose money, refresh the account. Trade, lose money, refresh the account. Like, I didn't even care that I was losing money because it was like, whatever. Like, things in my other parts of life are good. My hierarchy of needs have been fulfilled. Like, if I just keep losing money in this live trading thing, I'll just put another check in a month later and I'll be back to normal and I'll get it eventually, right? I was very comfortable in that. And when I got to this dissatisfaction, right, that's when I really made the jump. I said, you know what, I do love this trading. I have a passion for the market. I'm pretty bad at it, but I have a passion for the market. But I saw that as being my out. I saw trading as being my out, where I can do something I love, I can make money, and I can have freedom, right? It was the trifecta, all three things I wanted. I want to love what I do, I want to make lots of money, and I want to have freedom, right? Mobility, where I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. So I saw trading as that option. I said, you know what? This is my out. This is how I can pop out of that comfort zone. I can be a great trader and have all the things that I ever wanted. Now, eventually I landed there, but it wasn't as easy as it seemed by any means. So after that dissatisfaction period is going to come the threshold period, right? This is where you've been talking about change, you've been kind of thinking about change, maybe you've been taking small actions about change, but this is where urgency comes in. This is where that time is ticking. You're like, okay, I got to do it now. And for me, this was something I had to manufacture. Again, my story is one that I don't think you guys should follow, but knowing myself and how I operate, it worked for me. Although I was talking about change, I saw this path for change, I was, you know, saying all the right things, I thought I was doing all the right things, but I wasn't. I wasn't really taking any meaningful steps because I didn't have that urgency. I still had that safety net, that I was still in that comfort zone. I was on the outside of the comfort zone, kind of peeking out right there, right? Kind of like a mime, right? Right on the walls and everything. That was a horrible mime impression, but I wasn't actually outside of it. And I needed to get that final boost to just kind of run through and bust out of that barrier. And for me, it was quitting my jobs. You know, I know how I operate. I am a gamer. I am the person where clock's running down, 5 seconds left. Give me the ball. I want to take the shot. Throw me the ball. I'm going to catch it and make a touchdown, right? It is, I needed that urgency, right? So what I did was I quit all three of my jobs, and that was the urgency needed to really make that change. That was my threshold. That was like, okay, I've got no safety net now, Akil. Like, you've got to run all out. You either go and you break through that barrier or you don't make it, right? Jump off the cliff and figure out a way to land on the way down, which is horrible advice, right? Because, like, you know, like, how are you, like, if you don't have anything with you, how are you going to figure out a way to land? I'm picturing people, like, you know, taking this literally, like, yeah, jump off the cliff, I'll figure it out. And then splat, they die, right? You should figure it out first, right? You should have a parachute, a glider, whatever it is. Maybe you figure out how to put it together on the way down, but you should have something, right? It's a bad idea. It is a very bad idea to jump off a cliff with, man, who's thinking of this stuff? Darn internet. Anyway, I get back on track now. That was my threshold moment. It was when I really started to change because I forced myself to change. And you got to figure out what that is for you. I mean, some of you guys need that urgency where you got to put your back against the wall. Some of you guys need some other type of motivation. I can't help you with that. You have to find out what internally motivates you, or externally to a certain effect as well. But internal motivation is always going to work longer, right? You got to figure out what that is for you. What is going to allow you to actually take deliberate action with the right urgency, the right intensity to get it done. Because action is great, but if you don't take action the right way, it's pointless. Imagine, you know, being in a boxing match, right? If I'm in a boxing match, right, I can hit you with all these punches, but if I'm not throwing them with power, like, it doesn't really matter. And maybe I'm scoring points, but I'm not going to knock you out. You got to throw a haymaker at that thing and go for the kill shot, right? So that's that threshold point where it's now or never, it's do or die. Insight is next, right? Insight is when you've made that jump, you've taken action. Of course, you don't succeed right away because nothing of value in life, you know, you never succeed at anything of value right away. It takes hard work. So this is kind of the figuring out part where you've ran through that comfort zone wall, boom, you bust it out of it. Now you're on the other side. And you're like, I made it. Shoot, I made it. Everything's dark, right? You're in space. Like, what do I do now? Now you got to kind of figure it out. And this is kind of the rough part of the journey. Again, this is my trading journey where I quit my jobs, tried trading by myself, couldn't figure it out, got mentorship, which I thought was going to be like my super secret quick path to success. And it wasn't. I still had to do stuff for myself, right? You know, spoiler alert for any of you guys that do courses, right? We always say courses don't work. And we are people that offer courses. We have an education business featured in Forbes magazine, by the way. Check it out, www.tier1trading.com. We have a trading education business, and we will tell you trading courses don't work, right? If you come on our platform and you just simply like take a training course or learn a strategy, it's not going to work. There's more to it. You have to put in the right amount of effort. You have to have the right accountability partners. You have to have the right teaching, the training. You have to put in the work yourself. You can't just watch something and it works. You have to practice it. That's why we give all those action items where it's like, hey, watch this tutorial video and then find this many examples. Then hop in the Q&A session on Monday and get your question answered. Then hop in the live room Tuesday through Thursday and practically apply it, right? It's you have to kind of put what you're learning into work. You have to practically apply what you're doing for it to stick. It just doesn't stick automatically. You have to work through those kind of bumps, right? And that is kind of the insight. You kind of, we call it, what is it? We call it, it's the conscious incompetence where you know you're missing something, but you haven't quite got that something yet, right? So you have to work through that. The final step is the opening, right? This is where all your hard work has paid off, you've done the right things, and you finally see that chance to be successful. And this is difficult because you would think by at this point, this is easy, right? Door is open, walk through it, good to go. Fact of the matter is, this is a very hard part because that opening is scary. That typically with that opening, there's no turning back. this opening is full commitment. You thought you committed before. You thought you committed, but there was still, you were still holding on to that rope, right? You can still kind of let go and float back down to the comfort zone. This is that final jump, right? This is that final jump. There is an opening. That opening is going to be different. It could be a job opportunity. It could be a loan offer that you get to start a business. It could be, you know, a million other things, but this is where you have to bet on yourself and trust yourself. I can't tell you how many times I've worked with, I work with a lot of young entrepreneurs and just kind of like mentoring them, I guess. I don't know if mentoring, but I'm an example for them. And a lot of them are scared. They talk all this jazz about wanting to be an entrepreneur, but when the opportunity comes, they're like, I don't really know if I want to do it. And entrepreneurship is scary, right? I can't tell you how many times I was scared to start up. I literally had someone like slap me around to get me going, right? I did not want to get started. Now, what typically happens is once you get started, right, all the fear is gone, right? It's called like performance anxiety, right? You get all this anxiety pre whatever you're going to do. And then once you're doing it, you're fine, right? There are struggles and whatnot, but you're fine because it's too late. But there's so much of a barrier to kind of just get over that final hurdle. And this is that opening. When that final hurdle comes, you have to trust yourself, trust that you've done enough, trust that you've prepared, and then trust that you have the ability, just like before, to kind of figure it out on the fly. And if you can do those five things or go through those five steps correctly, you're going to be ready for change. You're going to be ready to jump out of that comfort zone and start experiencing all the best things that are on the other side. Hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Hey, if you have any insight, advice, maybe struggles that you went through, share them. There's a little Q&A thing on Spotify here. YouTube, there's a comment section below. Again, this is a community podcast where we want to form a sense of community. So the more you share, the more people read it. And trust me, they do. And they give me feedback saying, hey, I'm so cool. It's so cool to kind of hear different examples and different stories because I thought I was the only one. So do that. Rate, review if you haven't already. And until next time, plan your trade, trade your plan. Take care.